there's a concerning outbreak of Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda. The WHO is calling it a public health emergency of international concern. Bundi Bujo is a rare species of the Ebola virus with no approved vaccine. Dr. Krutika Kupali is an infectious disease physician with experience in Ebola response. She told Indira Lakshmanan, the outbreak is indeed concerning.
So we know that the first cases reported at the end of last week, and as of today, there have been reports of over 300 suspected cases and 88 deaths in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Uganda has also reported 2 confirmed cases and 1 death.
So given that we've seen so many cases reported in such a short period of time, I'm wondering if that means this is an especially contagious strain or species.
It's in all likelihood been going on for a while. When WHO released information last week, the first identified case they knew of was in the end of April, but this has likely been going on longer than that. It's a very difficult disease to detect because it's in a part of DRC where there's a lot of conflict and instability. Additionally, the diagnostics we typically use to detect Ebola did not pick up this particular species. And so samples had to be sent to the capital in order to do more testing before the outbreak was confirmed.
Right. Well, the symptoms of the disease include fever, body pain, and vomiting. It's transmitted through blood or bodily fluid. You worked in West Africa during the devastating Ebola outbreak that began in 2014 and killed thousands of people. Tell us how doctors treat infected people and how do you stop the spread?
Most importantly, it's having access and utilizing appropriate personal protective equipment. And then when it comes to patient care, really, the cornerstone of treatment is what we call optimized supportive care. So making sure we're giving patients fluid so they don't become dehydrated, managing their pain, managing any other co-infections that they have. This is very important in helping optimize outcomes in patients who have Ebola.
Well, let me ask you, the U.S. government was the largest international donor to treatment during the 2014 Ebola outbreak, giving more than $5 billion, much of it through the U.S. Agency for International Development. The Trump administration shut down USAID last year. So how is that going to affect this outbreak in trying to stem the tide?
This is already affecting the outbreak. So a lot of the types of infrastructure that were already in place, things for laboratory and diagnostics, those were shut down when USAID was shut down. And so we're seeing those repercussions now. Additionally, healthcare workers that were employed by funds related to USAID are no longer employed. So we have a shortage of healthcare workers. So there are lots of real-time implications for what is happening right now related to the changes in funding. Hmm.
The CDC says it's going to withdraw a small number of Americans who've been, quote, directly affected. What do we know about the health of these Americans and how can they be evacuated safely without spreading the disease further?
So my understanding is that there are a total of 6 Americans. I believe reports have said that there's 1 that is potentially symptomatic. Typically, when these people are evacuated, they're evacuated on a special type of airplane that allows for patients to be appropriately cared for and isolated should they need higher level of supportive care. It's not exactly clear at this time what the U.S. government is planning.
All right. We just have a short time left. What are the lessons you learned from the West Africa outbreak that you think would apply here?
I think first and foremost, having international coordination, that's extremely important. Having countries talking to each other, working together,